Northwest Technical Institute will use $3 million from industry and state partners to expand its ammonia refrigeration training center, which opened nearly 20 years ago. David Rook, the Associate Director of Refrigeration at Tyson Foods, says the center will attract students from all over the country.
It's going to incorporate everything you would see in industrial refrigeration, to include everything you would see in industrial boilers and automation and electrical. So we are trying to build a system that's going to integrate all those things into one so we can effectively train folks and make them marketable in the workforce.
Rook says about 40% of the workforce in refrigeration technology is nearing retirement age, so those technicians will need to be replaced. That's why Tyson stepped in.
Tyson Foods needs workforce, experienced and educated workforce. So we challenged Northwest Technical Institute. This is in our backyard, and we support any community education program. And so we basically challenged them, hey, we will give you $1 million, but we would like for you to get the governor involved for the state of Arkansas, because we're training all the state of Arkansas, and we would like for you to partner with local community and in industry in covering that other third.
Governor Asa Hutchinson, who attended yesterday's announcement at NTI, said he is releasing $1 million in discretionary funds to match Tyson's commitment. The other $1 million comes in the form of contributions from the refrigeration industry that range from money to technical support to donations of industrial refrigeration equipment. Rook says you can find industrial refrigeration everywhere you go.
All the places you open a door and cold air comes out of, that's industry and refrigeration.
Rooks says part of the problem with this kind of technical training is not many schools have the money to build the right system to train on in the first place. The other issue is recruiting instructors who are willing to leave salaries they make in private industry.
Finding instructors is the hardest thing because they make good money out in the field. So they're not going to leave that to come and take a 50% pay cut to instruct, because instructors aren't making that much money. So you're going to get that instruction level that's not very good. We're fortunate here because, like I said, the governor approved these positions at a very good pay rate.
And that, Rook says, has allowed NTI to recruit instructors with 20 years of experience. The expansion includes a new 19,000-square-foot facility that will be built next door to the existing training center. Work on the project is expected to start at the beginning of next year.